And welcome back to Out of the Woods. If you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. Send email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. We're going to get into a bit of a bluesy set here. At least start out with some bluesy stuff. Start out with something from Nelson Wright and his most recent CD, Orphans and Relics. Here's Mama, It Will Surely Do on Out of the Woods.
Got a playing card up my sleeve, one-eyed Jack winking back at me. In my pocket, I got a picture of you winking at me, showing me a point of view. If this ain't love, Mama, it'll surely do. I like my coffee when the sun comes up. Bring me sugar just to wake me up. Just a spoonful tremulates my mind, gets the shivers running up my spine. If this ain't love, Mama, it'll do just fine. There's a willow tree by my door. It ain't weeping for me anymore. All the stars are coming out two by two. I hear crickets talking about me and you. If this ain't love, Mama, it'll surely do.
I got the blues, I can't be satisfied. You can keep those blues, gonna catch that train and ride. Well, whiskey straight can drive the blues away. Whiskey straight can drive the blues away. That being the case, I'll take a quart today. I bought my gal a great big diamond ring. I bought my gal a great big diamond ring. Come right back home, caught her shaking that thing. I said, baby, what make you treat me this away? I said, tell me, honey, what makes you treat me this away? She says, you wouldn't miss the things I give away. And I broke the barrel down. I got my gun, I broke the barrel down. I shot my baby, put her 6 feet under the ground. I cut that joker so long, deep and wide. I cut that joker so long, deep and wide. I got the blues, I'm still not satisfied. I got the blues, I can't be satisfied. I got the blues, I can't be satisfied. You can keep those blues, gonna catch that train and ride.
Salt Lakes of Utah to California's golden shore, Colorado and Nevada, through the desert's burning door. While she's circling through the canyons, can't you see that mountain stream? It's California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. See her rocking, see her rolling as she rambles on her way. She left LA this morning, burning up the right of way. In the distance, hear her moaning, hear her whistle scream. It's California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. City of the Angels, heading for Santa Fe. She's making knots, she's making time. Just watch her swing and sway. And from way out in the darkness, see that headlight gleam. It's California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. Salt Lakes of Utah to California's Golden Shore, Colorado and Nevada, through the desert's burning door. While she's circling through the canyons, can't you see that mountain stream? It's California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. It's California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble man who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches for 1,000 years, the water grew Irish people's crops, till the white man stole the water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and the land grew crops of weeds. When the war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima's hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. When the fight was over, and when Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no crops, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done. When did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like he'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Kris Kristofferson, along with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, for you here on Out of the Woods. Johnny Cash's The Ballad of Ira Hayes. Great stuff there. That's from a compilation I've been playing quite a bit from lately called Look Again to the Wind, Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears Revisited. Great set of stuff in there. Also, we had brand new stuff from John Shane and one from his reupholstered CD, an old Hank Williams tune called California Zephyr. Jorma Kaukonen in there with Fur Piece Rag, going back to his CD Stars in My Crown. We had Scott Ainsley in there, also brand new, some great blues. Got the Blues, Can't Be Satisfied from his brand new CD, The Last Shot Got Him. Nelson Wright started off the set from his Orphans and Relics CD, and Mama, It Will Surely Do. Well, we're going to kick into sort of a funnier set now. This first one comes to us from Paul Chasman, and his CD called There's an Elephant in My Room just sent it to me, sent me a note saying, I'm happy to know that on Out of the Woods you play contemporary folk and acoustic music by singer-songwriters that might go a bit sideways. And this song definitely fits the bill for the sideways. I think we'll send this one out to our new friends up there in Anchorage, Alaska. Actually, we'll send it out to the folks in Wasilla. How about that? It's actually more appropriate for them. But the whole state has felt the impact of this person, the person this song is about. It's a 6-minute song, too, so it's a big song, big like Alaska. So we're going to play it for you right now. It's called Sarah, a Love Song on Out of the Woods.
Wah, 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 Wasilla, wah, 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 Wasilla, wah, 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 Wasilla, wah, 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 Wasilla, wah, 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 Wasilla, wah, 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 Wasilla, wah, 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 wah,
with your beehive hairdo and your designer shoes and your home in Wasilla and your tea party view and your butt-hugging blue jeans and that sweatshirt so fine and your Winchester rifle. Oh, how I wish you were mine. And that picture of you smiling with the moose you just killed. You sent my heart a-pining when you said drill, baby, drill. Oh, Sarah, how I miss you so, so.
Wah, 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 wah.
With your view of Russia from outside your door, the way you said you betcha made me cry out for more. The way you could not remember the newspapers you read, the way Tina Fey teased you for all the cute things you said, and your sexy little gimple made me glad I'm a man. You'll come my way, and I dream of you again. But when the day breaks and I awake, there's nobody there but a bunch of old white men with your dog sledding husband, first dude, and your pregnant teenage daughter, and her boyfriend who posed in the nude, and your brand new baby who you flaunted when cameras flashed, the way the blood drained from my brain when you winked your eyelash, and the way you deny global war.
socialist, socialist.
Oh, Sarah, how I miss you so. Now I have lost you from the governor's job. You have fled. You ran away to Fox News. Now you're a talking head.
Talking head.
With your hair the latest style.
Talking head.
And you're still at O'Heels. And your $1 million smile. And your $5 million book deal. You have like Paul Revere warning his enemies. You prove that evolution is an impossibility.
Impossible.
Oh, Sarah. I want you to come on over here and go maverick on me one more time. Sarah, please. I'm on my knees.
Who now?
At the end of the day, when the whistle has blown, we trot from the field, head towards our home. And when we get there, we make it our goal to have a long drink from the old toilet bowl. The old toilet bowl, the old toilet bowl. We have a long drink from the old toilet bowl. First there goes Tweed, he's the top boy. Then there goes Kai, Ned, Red, and Old Roy. And if the bowl's empty, we know what to do. We pull down the handle like we see Master do. Fill up the bowl, fill up the bowl. We pull down the handle to fill up the bowl. The mistress comes in, she sees us all there. Muddy paws on the floor, the lid's in the air. She shoos us all out, shouts, Alan, I swear, all of your dogs is drinking in there. Lid's in the air, the lid's in the air, all of your dogs is drinking in there. Sunday's rest day we lays all about, waiting for Master to give us a shout. And if he leaves home, we know without fail he's gone down to the pub and drunk lots of ale.
Drunk lots of ale, drunk lots of ale.
We know without fail he's drunk lots of ale. Come Sunday evening, we wake by his side as he sleeps beneath blankets and snores by his bride. We lie there beside him till first morning light. At the foot of his bed, we fart through the night. And come the next morning, from his bed he will roll, and we'll drink once again from the old toilet bowl.
The old toilet bowl, the old toilet bowl.
We'll drink once again from the old toilet bowl.
Yeah. Where on earth are you going to find two songs together like that, that both end with dogs drinking from their bowls? On Out of the Woods, of course. That's where you find it. Sam Bush wrapping things up there, sounding like a fish concert or something. Getting a little crazy at the end there, but hey, who cares? That is the title track from his CD, Lapse in 7. Great, great stuff there. We heard from Steve Kahn just before that from the new CD, These Things, and we heard the Border Collie drinking song. John Hartford in there from the Mark Twain album, and we had to play the Little Cabin Home on the Hill wah-wah version there from that, coming out of Sarah, a love song, sort of a doo-wop tribute there. Definitely had a similar wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-silla thing going, so I was inspired. What can I say? I'm sorry. Paul Chasman did that one for you, and that's from his new one, There's an Elephant in My Room. Well, we're at the halfway point here on Out of the Woods, so we're going to do the calendar and all that stuff for the local folks. Everyone else will get to hear something else, but we will be right back after this.